For everyone who's watching online,
我也非常感谢现在在线上收看我们礼拜的人。
Our home church, a church in Tokyo, has been live streaming for almost 10 years.
我们在东京的这个教会已经做这个直播做了十年左右了。
So we are having friends out there in other parts of the world.
我们也有很多的在这个世界不同地方的那些朋友在观看。
So we're happy to be with you to share the word of God to you today.
所以今天非常的开心能够和大家分享神的话语。
We stand on the solid rock of Jesus Christ.
我们站在神的坚固的磐石上。
We are in a time when the ground is shaking.
我们现在所处的这个环境是一个都在动摇的一个时候。
When people are not sure what the future holds.
人们都不知道将来的盼望是什么。
But in Jesus Christ, we stand on a firm foundation.
但是我们在耶稣基督里站在一个坚固的一个根基上。
I'll talk about it more, but even this past week, my foundation has been shaken.
我可以讲更多，不过在过去这几个星期，我的这个根基，我感受到了有一些动摇的危险。
But I stand knowing that Jesus is our strength.
但是我知道主耶稣是我的力量。
But today I want to share the message of God to you.
今天我要分享给大家神的话语。
It's not my message, it's the word of God.
这不是我不是我的话，而是神的话。
And we want to start with prayer. Would you bow your heads with me?
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for today.
天父，我们为今天感谢你。
We thank you for the beautiful weather that we have outside.
主啊，我们谢谢今天好的天气。
Lord, we thank you for technology which can link our hearts together to hear your word.
主啊，我们也感谢你给我们高科技，可以把我们的心连接在一起。
Lord, we thank you that we for gifts of translation and language ability.
主啊，我们也感谢你给我们这些语言。
That your word can go forth in many languages.
主啊，你的话语可以通过不同的语言被传讲出去。
Because you desire that all people hear your word.
主啊，因为你盼望着。所有的人都听到你的话语。
You desire that all people come to know your salvation.
主啊，你希望所有的人都能够来得到你的救恩。
So I pray that you would bless this time.
主啊，因此我祷告主，你来祝福这个时间。
Open our hearts to your word.
主啊，打开我们的心来朝向你的话语。
Lord, whatever has happened this morning, I pray that you would speak, move it out of the way and speak to us.
主啊，不管今天早上发生了什么，主啊，求主你让我们的心能够来朝向你。
In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
从耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.As Pastor Abraham said, my name is Alex.
刚才刘牧师说到我的名字叫 Alex.
Maybe you're like me, and you're from a small town in the middle of America.
也许你会知道你会像我一样来自一个小美国的一个小镇。
You're probably not from America, but maybe you're from a small town in the middle of China.
你不一定是来自美国，但也许你来自像我一样来自中国的某一个小镇。
Maybe you come from a small place, and you come to Tokyo, and this is such a big city.
也许你从一个小地方过来，但是你来到一个好大的城市东京。
I didn't know anything, so the first time I met a Chinese person, I wanted to greet them the proper way.
我第一开始也并不太认识，所以第一次我见到中国人的时候，我也想要一个最合适的方式来接触他们。
So I greeted them the only way that I knew, what I saw on television.
我是借着我平从电视里学到的来问候他们。
So I greeted them like this.
我是这样的跟他们打招呼的。
And the person said, "What are you doing?"
那个人说你在干什么
？I said, "I'm greeting you."
说我在给你打招呼啊。
And he said, "No, no." I said, "Well, how do you greet people in China?"
所以我就问他，你们在中国，你们中国人之间是怎么问候的
？And he said, "Like this."
我们是这样的。
Oh, okay. I can do that.
Okay.
I can do that. I understand.
对，我也可以这样啊。他。
So, but it's wonderful to be with you because Jesus Christ unites.Our hearts.
真的是跟大家在一起非常的棒，因为主耶稣基督使我们完全的合一。
I am a spirit-filled believer in Jesus Christ.
我相信主圣灵的工作。
I believe firmly that Jesus is coming soon.
我非常确信主耶稣基督他快要来了。
Just like the early disciples, the apostles, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and then they went out to tell people, Jesus is coming soon.
这真的就像初代教会的那些主耶稣基督的使徒们一样，他们跑了世界全地来跟人们说，主耶稣基督就快要来了。
And Pastor Abraham said, "You're opening that Ikebukuro campus, that church again."
刚刚刘牧师提到说，你们很快就要恢复这个池袋的聚会了。
4 years ago on Pentecost Sunday, you opened that church.
在这个四年前的五旬节，你们开设了这个教会。
Next month, June 5th is what day?
在下个月6月5号是什么日子呢
？That's right, June 5 is Pentecost Sunday.
6月5号是五旬节礼拜。
I'm not good at math.
我的数学不太好
but I can count.
但是我还能数数。
It's almost 2,000 years since Pentecost.
从那一个从圣经上记录的那五旬节到现在已经将近2000年了。
Jesus will come soon.
耶稣基督就快要再来了。
But he has been waiting a little while.
但是还他还在等候。
I'm thankful that he has been waiting a little while.
当他还在等候为这件事情，我要感谢。
Because now I know Jesus. I'm alive and I know Jesus because he waited.
我知道他在等候，我感谢他。
And many of you know Jesus because he has waited.
我们每个人去能够得救，是因为他选择等候给我们时间。
And he may wait a little longer.
他也许还要再等候一段时间。
But I'm ready for when he comes.
但是我已经做好了准备，他再来。
But while I am waiting, I am preparing a legacy.
但是当我在等候的时候，我准备要留下一个遗产给我的下面的人。
I want to leave a legacy for my family.
我要留下一个遗产给我的家人。
I want to leave a legacy for my friends.
我要留下遗产给我的朋友。
I want to leave a legacy for my ministry, for the church where I serve in Tokyo.
我也想把一个宝贵的遗产留给我现在所侍奉的在东京的教会。
And today's message is called Leaving a Legacy.
今天的这个信息叫做留下敬虔的遗产。
I want to leave a godly legacy.
我想留下一个敬虔的遗产。
So if you forget everything I say today,
就算你忘记我今天所讲的其他的所有的话,
please remember this one thing.
但是请记得就这一件事情。
The greatest legacy that you can leave is a life of joyful obedience to Christ.
你所能够留下的最棒的一个遗产就是你这一生喜乐的来遵行基督的道路。
Let me say it again. The greatest legacy that you can leave is a life of joyful obedience to Jesus Christ.
这你所能够留下的最棒的遗产就是你这一生是带着喜乐的心来遵从耶稣基督的道路。
I brought something small.
我带了一个小东西给大家看一下。
These are my keys.
这是我的这个钥匙。
And I always have a ring on my keys.
那我在这个我的钥匙环上面常常带的一个指环。
It's too small for you to see.
大概你们看有点小，看不太清楚。
It's very old, so it has rubbed off.
它这个有一点老旧了。
But there is a camel and a palm tree.
在这个指环上面有一个那个棕榈树，还有一个骆驼在刻在上面。
This is a gift from my grandfather.
这是我的祖父所给我的一个礼物。
He fought in World War II in North Africa.
他在这个二战的时候呢，是在这个北非那边打仗。
And one day he was at a small market in a village and bought this ring.
有一天他在那个地方呢，就在一个小市场上买了这个指环。
When I see it, I think of my grandfather.
所以每次我看到这个指环呢，就想起我的祖父来。
I remember the time that I spent with him.
然后我看到这个，我就想起我和我的祖父所共度的那些时光。
I remember the words that he spoke to me.
我会想起他对我所说的那些话来。
He was a great man.
他是一个非常了不起的人。
A great man meaning a man of good character.
我的意思是说他的这个品性非常的好。
He did not meet Jesus till the very end of his life.
其实他认识主耶稣是在他几乎是晚年的时候。
But I love him and respect him.
我非常爱他，也非常的尊敬他。
This is a legacy to me.
这个对我来说是他给我的一个宝贵的遗产。
He was a hard-working man.
他是一个非常努力的人。
He cared for his family.
他也非常的关爱他的家人。
And so I'm so thankful for that.
我非常的为此感谢。
But what does the word legacy mean?
到底这个词 legacy, 这个遗产是什么意思呢?
And the easiest way to understand it is something that we prepare to and give to the next generation.
可能最简单的一种解释就是我们所准备的一个留给其他人的一个礼物。
A legacy points to the future.
所以这个 legacy 的遗产呢，它指向的是未来。
The past is very important.
当然，过去也非常的重要。
There's so much honor and respect for those who have been before us.
有很多我们值得尊敬的人，都是在我们前面的人。
We can learn so much from them.
我们可以从他们学到好多好多。
But we must be looking to the future.
然而，我们却是要定睛在未来。
Until Jesus comes back, we need to be preparing that legacy.
直到主耶稣再来的日子，我们都要做好准备了，准备要留下一个遗产。
It's easy to get stuck, to become fixed in the past.
有的时候我们人比较容易停留，被困在过去。
About a month ago, my family was at a restaurant.
在大概一个月以前，我和我家人在一个饭店吃饭。
We were enjoying our food.
我们当时在吃我们的在用餐。
And a few tables away was an older man and woman.
在离我们不远的地方呢，有一对男女坐在那里吃饭。
Maybe they were 70 years old, somewhere around there.
大概年龄上是七十多岁。
And the woman came. It was a buffet restaurant.
这是一个那种自助餐的餐厅。
And this woman came with two full trays of food.
那位女士呢，就拿了两大盘，满满的两大盘的食物。
Wow, she can eat a lot of food.
我就很感叹，她怎么可以吃这么多东西。
But then I was eating, I wasn't paying attention.
然后来我就继续吃，但是没有太关注这个事情。
And I looked back, and something had changed.
然后往后一看，就发现有些变化。
She had turned one chair towards her.
然后呢，她就转来了一个椅子，就是对向对着她。
One tray of food was on the table in front of her, but the other tray was sitting on the chair next to her.
那她的两盘食物，一盘放在她自己的眼前，另一盘放在那个她摆的那个椅子的前面。
And by the tray of food on that chair was a picture.
在那个椅子上仔细看，她有一幅有一个照片在那个椅子上。
She never spoke to the man with her.
那个人她没有跟那个旁边那个人说话。
But as she ate, she would talk to the picture.
但是她边吃是边跟那个照片说话。
She would offer food to the picture and then eat it herself.
她甚至是她边吃还边喂那个照片。
She would take a drink and offer it to the picture and then drink some herself.
然后呢，她边喝还把喝的东西也是倒给那个照片那个人。
It was very sad.
我感到非常的难过。
I don't know the story, but I can only imagine that was a child or a grandchild that had died.
我不知道到底具体发生了什么，但是可以猜到的是，那个照片大概是他的孩子或他的这个孙子辈的人。
This woman's heart was stuck in the past.
那这位女士的心呢，是紧紧的被过去抓住了，还停留在过去。
She was grieving and could not be free from the sadness.
我能感受到她是非常非常的悲痛，一直不能从悲痛里走出来。
She spent more time talking to the one who had passed away than to the living person right next to her.
她甚至对那个照片说话的时间都长过对那个真人说话的那个时间。
That is very sad, and I pray that woman finds healing in her heart.
我感觉到非常的难过，于是我就为她得到医治、释放祷告。
But God does not want us to be stuck in the past.
但是我们的神不希望我们像这位女士一样停留在过去。
He wants us to be looking to the future.
他希望我们能够着眼于未来。
There are times of grief and pain, of course.
当然在我们的人生当中有很多的是充满了痛苦和悲伤的。
But he is still preparing a place for the future.
但是主他已经为我们预备了一条通向将来的道路。
Some people don't care about the future.
有人并不太关心未来。
Some people aren't worried about leaving a legacy.
有人也会担心怎么该留下一个遗产。
That can be a form of selfishness.
其实我认为这是一种自私的表现。
Everything I have is for me.
所有的东西都是为了我自己的。
I'm not worried about the future or my future generation.
我并不担心我的将来，也不担心我下一代的将来。
That is not God's heart.
那并不是神的心意。
Other people think that legacy means money.
有的人就认为这个遗产就是钱。
In America, we do this.
当然，在美国，我们表示钱会这样。
In Japan, you do this.
在日本说钱的时候是这样。
I don't know what you do in Chinese culture, but oh, okay.
在中国表示钱也是这样的。Okay.
Some people think it is education.
有人就认为这个遗产应该是教育。
It's a good house.
也许是有人就说是一个一栋很好的房子。
It's a nice car.
也许是一个很好的车子。
I will prepare this for my future generation, my family.
有人就说我要为我的将来的一代，我的家人预备这些和这些。
Of course, that is important.
当然那是重要的事情。
But God has a much greater desire for a legacy.
但是我们的主呢，关于这个留遗产的事情上有一个更大的心愿。
Amen.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles, will you turn them on, please?
如果可以打开圣经，让我们来翻到。
You can turn on your Bibles. I see everybody has these kind of Bibles.
大家有这一类的圣经吗？就是这一类的圣经。手机。
So, 聖書の電源を入れてください。
请大家把这个手机的电源打开。
So, I want to look with you in Joshua chapter 24.
让我们来打开这个约书亚记二十四章。
Verses 14 and 15.
约书亚记二十四章的十四和十五节。
Maybe you have heard this scripture before.
我相信大家可能之前也听过这两节经文。
In Christian churches all around the world, it is a well-known scripture.
这在这个全世界教会当中，这两节都是非常有名的两节经文。
But let's look at it today. I will read in English.
让我们来再看一次，我用英文读给大家。
And then Pastor Yibo will read. Yibo will read.
让 Yibo 牧师用中文读给大家。
Now fear the Lord and serve Him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods of your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意地侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢，是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Thank you for the word, Lord.
感谢主。
The first thing we read here is that Joshua commands the people to throw away their old gods.
我们看到这里呢，第一个看到的事情就是约书亚在这里命令这些以色列人丢掉他们过去的那些假神。
At that time, there were many, many gods that people were worshiping in that area.
在当时他们所住那个地区，人们侍奉各种各样的假神。
And he said, "You need to choose, and but first, get rid of all these other gods."
那约书亚就提醒他们说，你现在必须要做一个选择，但在那以前，你需要丢弃掉所有的那些假神。
You need to choose. Are you going to serve the true God, the one true God, or all those old ones?
你必须要选择，你是要侍奉这位真神，还是要侍奉其他的那些假神？
In the New Testament, in Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, it says something similar.
在这个罗马书的12章这个一节和二节讲了一些跟这个类似的话。
It says this, Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
罗马书十二章一节二节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
That is the New Testament, but it's saying the same thing.
虽然这是新约的话语，但是呢，讲的是同一件事情。
Don't let your hearts and your mind be conformed to the world's ways, the old gods.
不要让我们的心思意念，被这个世界来同化。
You need to choose if you will offer your body as worship to God, or if you will worship those old gods.
就是我们必须要做一个选择，是要把我们的身体来献上，是要侍奉这位神呢，还是要侍奉其他的一些假神？
When you read Joshua's words, please don't be confused.
你读到约书亚的这话的时候，请大家不要感到困惑。
He wasn't saying, here's God and here's the other old gods. Either one is okay. You choose.
他的意思，我的意思是，他并不是在说 ，OK， 这边有我们的神，这边有其他的神，你想侍奉哪一个都是 OK 的，不是这个意思。
He was just making an example, two different examples, but he was clearly saying, God is true.Or these other gods you choose.
约书亚只是在说，这个我们的神他是真神，但是其他的这些是假神。
You have to choose. Will it be God, or will it be alcohol?
你必须要选择，你要侍奉的是这位真神呢，还是你侍奉这种像这个酗酒
？Will it be God, or will it be the desire for success?
你是要侍奉神呢，还是要侍奉你的这种要成功的这种心愿
？Will it be God, or will it be addiction to?Carnal things, sexual things.
你是要侍奉神呢，还是要侍奉这种淫乱肉体上的快乐
？Will it be God or will it be self-pity, putting yourself above everything?
你是要侍奉神呢，还是要侍奉活在这种自怜当中来侍奉自己
？There are many gods from Egypt, old gods that we have to get rid of.
所以在这个有埃及有很多很多必须要除掉的那些个假神。
And for each one of us, they may be different.
对于我们每个人来说，对于我们每个人来说，影响我们的这个假神可能是不一样的。
Some people it's pride.
有的人他很骄傲。
Other people it's anger.
有的人对他来说，这个假神是这种愤怒。
They are controlled more by anger than they are by the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，这个人他被这个愤怒控制着，胜过他被主圣灵掌管。
But Joshua makes it clear, you must decide, get rid of those old gods.
这个约书亚就讲得非常清楚，你必须要把这些假神全部都来除掉。
The Old Testament image of Egypt was often an image of bondage to sin.
这个在旧约当中，这个埃及它象征的是这种罪恶的捆绑。
the people of Israel were in slavery and bondage.
我们知道以色列人在埃及，他们这个是做奴隶的，是被捆绑的。
And they go to the promised land, the land where God was going to bless them.
他们需要去到的是神所应许给他们的那块应许地。
To be free from all that old bondage.
也就是从那些所有的捆绑当中得到释放。
And here they are entering the promised land, and Joshua says, "You have to decide. Will you? Do you want to be free from that?"
所以，就当他们现在正要进入这个应许地的时候，约书亚就问他们说：“你们必须要决定，是要弃绝掉那个那些过去的假神。”
Throw away the old gods.
要扔掉那些假神。
But the next thing we see is that life is full of spiritual battles.
第二件事情，我们发现我们这个其实我们的生活当中充满各种各样属灵的征战。
Joshua 24 is the last chapter of the book of Joshua.
这个约书亚记的24章是这本书的最后一章。
The people of God have entered the land of Canaan, the promised land.
那人们进入到这个迦南地。
They have been fighting and warring.
他们在之前一直在打仗，一直在作战。
But the battle was not over.
但是这个战争在那个时候还没有结束。
If you look at the very next, if you flip your page in your Bible or swipe,
你翻开圣经，或者你滑一下你的圣经的话，你会发现
，You start the book of Judges.
你看到《失世纪》
，And the book of Judges starts with more fighting, fighting more people that were left in Canaan.
结果你会发现，《失世纪》记录了都是当时他们还没有打完的那些仗，还在继续在打。
But in Joshua 24, these are his last words to the people.
这个约书亚记的24章呢，是约书亚他留给他的以色列百姓的最后的一些话。
You have fought and subdued. You have victory over many people. Many.
你们已经打仗，已经征服了很多很多的百姓。
But there are still more battles to come.
然而，这个征战还会再来。
There are still enemies that will try to invade.
还有很多的敌人还想要来入侵你们。
And you need to decide who you will follow.
你必须要决定，你必须要在这个时候要决定，你到底要跟随谁。
Now, we are not saying that we need to physically fight anyone.
我不是在讲我们必须还是在做这种物理上的这种实质上的这种争斗。
Pastor Abraham led us in a prayer today and talked about the pain and destruction that happens in war.
这个刚刚刘牧师在祷告当中也提到了这一些个发生在我们人生当中一些痛苦的事情。
But we have, it foreshadows what Joshua is saying, it looks forward to our time when we are fighting spiritual battles.
这个约书亚指的是我们要面临的这种属灵的征战。
Because we do not fight against flesh and blood.
因为圣经说我们并不是与属血气的征战。
Ephesians 6:12 says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms."
以弗所书的六章的十二节说。因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
I love the worship song we sang today that Jesus has defeated Satan.
所以今天我非常喜欢我们刚才敬拜时所唱的，主耶稣已经击败了撒旦。
But Satan is still trying to work.
但是撒旦还在挣扎，想要再。
He is still trying to draw us back to those old gods.
他还想要试图把我们再拉回到过去那些假神。
It's like the enemy that sneaks in from the outside.
这就像是一个偷偷溜进来的这个仇敌。
And we have to be ready to fight in battle.
我们必须要做好征战的准备。
We have to be ready to fight in battle for the legacy for the future generations.
为了我们要留给下一代的这种美好的遗产，我们要去征战。
Because if those old gods sneak in, if that old those old habits, those things get into our life, it will destroy a future.
那如果那些过去的一些坏的习惯，那些罪恶，溜进我们生活当中的话，会把我们带到这个过去的捆绑当中。
So we need to be ready for the battle.
所以我们必须要为这个征战做好准备。
We're going to throw away the gods.
我们要扔掉，丢弃那些假神。
We're going to be ready for that battles that are coming.
我们要预备好要来的征战。
But we are going to serve God.In joy and sincerity.
然后我们要以喜乐和诚实来侍奉我们这位神。
Let me read to you Psalm 2, verses 30 and 31. I'm sorry, Psalm 22, yes.
是诗篇的二十二篇。
Our children will also serve him. Future generations will hear about the wonders of the Lord. His righteous acts will be told to those not yet born, the unborn.They will hear about everything he has done.
诗篇的二十二篇的三十和三十一节说，他必有后裔侍奉他， 主所行的事必传于后代，他们必来把他的公义传给将要生的民，言明这事是他所行的。
This psalm was written by David, King David.
这个是大卫所写的诗。
He's writing to his generation.
是大卫所写给他当时他的那一代的人的。
But he's saying there will be future generations that will hear of the things that God has done.
他也同时提到说，我们将来，他们将来的那个世代也必须要听到神的作为。
How does that happen?
他怎么做到呢？
How do we speak to people that aren't born yet?
我们怎么去对还没有出生的那一代人说话呢？
It's by the legacy, the spiritual legacy that you leave.
是通过我们所留下的这个属灵的遗产来做到的。
The ring in my pocket here?
大家记得这个刚刚给大家看的这个指环吗？
It doesn't speak words.
它并不说话。
But when I see that ring, I remember the words of my grandfather.
但每次当我看到这个东西的时候，我都会想起我的祖父的话来。
I remember stories from my mother. I never heard, but she would tell me stories about my grandfather.
我会从我妈妈那里听到关于很多我祖父的事情。
And we can leave a legacy and speak life to future generations that we will never meet on this world.
虽然我眼睛不能看见，但是我们可以对将来的这一代说话，可以为他们留下这个属灵的遗产。
We are proclaiming the salvation and victory of God to future generations.
我要来宣告这个神的胜利来给下一代的人。
But when we do it, it's important to do it with joy.
但是我们一个很重要的事情就是我们在做这件事情的时候要带着这个喜乐。
Deuteronomy 28 verses 45 to 48. Let me read this.
45 to 48.
All these curses will come upon you. That's kind of a strange way to start the scripture.
这个开始是从这个咒诅开始的哈。嗯。
All these curses will come upon you. They will pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the Lord your God and observe the commands and decrees he gave you. They will be a sign and a wonder to you.And your descendants forever, because you did not serve the Lord your God joyfully and gladly in the time of prosperity. Therefore, in hunger and thirst, in nakedness and dire poverty, you will serve the enemies the Lord sends against you. He will put an iron yoke on your neck until he has destroyed you.
这边说，这一切咒诅必追随你，赶上你，直到你灭亡，因为你不听从耶和华你神的话。不遵守他所吩咐的诫命律例，这些咒诅必在你和你后裔的身上成为异迹奇事，直到永远。因为你富有的时候不欢心乐意的侍奉耶和华你的神，所以你必在饥饿、干渴、赤露、缺乏之中侍奉耶和华所打发来攻击你的仇敌，他必把铁轭加在你的颈项上，直到将你灭绝。
I don't like to read scriptures about curses.
我不喜欢读这个关于咒诅的经文。
But it's a warning for us.
但是对我们来说确实是一个警告。
He said, you did not, he didn't say you did not follow the law perfectly.
他并不是说你这样被咒诅是因为你没有完美的遵守律法。
He said, you were not joyful and glad when God was blessing you and you were serving the Lord.
乃是他是这样说，他说因为你富有的时候没有欢心乐意的来侍奉耶和华你的神。
In verses 46 and 47 there's this word Zera in Hebrew, Zera.
在这个46-47节里面出现一个希伯来文叫 Zera 这个词。
It means descendants.
它的意思是这个后代。
In Psalm 22 we had read, it's the same word there, it's children.
它也是这个跟这个孩子是同一个词。
The people of God were supposed to joyfully serve the Lord so that their descendants could see that blessing.
所以这个神的子民应当这种带着欢喜快乐的心乐意的去侍奉神，好叫我们的后代能够看见我们这样侍奉神。
But because they did not joyfully serve the Lord in his time of blessing, there was a curse of poverty, of nakedness, of bondage that came upon them.
所以这边正是说到是正因为他们没有在他们富有被蒙福的时候没有欢心乐意的侍奉神，所以这些捆绑这些灾难又临到了他们。
If we try to serve the Lord and we don't do it in a heart of joy, we will find ourselves in spiritual poverty.
当我们侍奉神没有带着喜乐去侍奉神的时候，你会发现你处在一种属灵的贫穷当中。
We will find ourselves in spiritual nakedness in it if we're not full of joy.
这还或者叫做这种如果没有喜乐的侍奉神的话，我们会处在一种叫做这种属灵意义上的这种赤裸。
And I'm preaching to myself just as I'm preaching to you.
其实我在跟大家讲的同时，也是在对我自己来讲。
I always need to be reminded. I pray, God, help me be full of joy for your blessings in my life.
我常常提醒我自己，我常常向神祷告说，神，求你来帮助我，能够来乐意喜乐的侍奉你。
I want my children to see my heart full of joy.
我希望我的孩子也看见我里面的喜乐。
I'm not the richest person in the world.
我并不是世界上最富有的人。
I'm not the most healthy person in the world.
我也并不是世界上最健康的人。
But God, you have blessed me so greatly. Thank you, Lord.
但是主你已经大大祝福我，我感谢你。
And I want my church to see me filled with joy.
我也希望我的教会能看到我这个人，他是充满了喜乐的。
Because they are my future generation.
因为他们就是我的下一代的人。
Just serving God is not enough.
只是单单的去侍奉神还是不够的。
How we serve God is important for leaving a legacy.
这个如何侍奉神，对于我们来留下这个属灵的遗产，也是更加重要的。
Because the greatest legacy that we can leave is a life of joyful obedience to Christ.
所以刚才就像我说的，我们能够留下的最美的遗产，就是我们这一生以喜乐的心来遵行主耶稣基督的道。
So let's think a little bit about our own lives.
让我们来思想一下自己的人生。
Maybe you have a family here. I see a lot of young faces.
也许你和你的家人都在这里，我看到很多年轻人在这里。
Maybe you hear this message today and you think, well, I'm not great like Joshua.
也许你听了今天信息，你会说，我并不像约书亚这么的伟大。
I'm not leading a great army or a great company.
我不像他一样去带领这么大的一个军队，或者说或管理某一个的公司。
You can be spiritually great.
但是你可以在属灵上变得伟大。
You can raise up very great children.
你可以去这个带领起来非常棒的这个子孙来。
Do your children see you pray?
你的孩子见过你祷告吗？
Do your children see you in the Word of God, reading the Bible?
你的孩子有没有看你常常去读神的话语？
Do your children see you worshiping God with all your heart?
你的孩子有没有看到你全心全意的在敬拜神？
Does the faith that you believe, that you proclaim here,Does it match the way you act at home?
也就是说，你在这里所宣告出来的你的所谓的信心，跟你在家里所行出来的是不是一致呢？
Our children are very perceptive. They understand very well.
我们的孩子是观察的非常的透彻和仔细的。
In English, we say someone is two-faced.
这就是这个应该怎么翻这个？
They have one face for church and another face for home.
这就是两面派。
So we don't want to be that way.
我们并不希望成为这个样子。
And maybe for you today, you need to say, God, I want to follow you and be obedient for my children.
也许今天就是一个时候，让我们来对我们的神说，神啊，我需要来遵循你的道路，能够成为我的孩子的一个榜样。
But maybe you're here today and you don't have children.
也许在座的也有些人还没有孩子。
There's different reasons for that.
当然有很多的原因。
Maybe you're not married yet.
也许你还没有结婚。
Maybe you are married and God has not blessed you with children yet.
也许你虽然已经结了婚，但是神还没有赐给你孩子。
Maybe marriage is not in your future.
也许你并没有计划要结婚。
But this message still applies to you.
但是这个今天的话语对你仍然是有效的。
You may not have physical children that you can call a legacy.
也许你没有这种真正带着血缘关系的子孙。
But you have spiritual children, spiritual legacy that you can leave to people here.
但是你仍然可以把这个遗产留给你属灵的子孙。
This community, this church, Yoko Church, is the place where you leave your legacy.
这个教会，阳光教会，就是你在这里为你的后代留下遗产的地方。
The people that you work with that don't yet know Jesus, the spiritually unborn generations, they need to see that legacy.
那些在你身边那些还没有认识神还没有重生得救的人他需要看到这个遗产。
When you pray, that leaves a spiritual legacy in this house.
当你在这祷告的时候你正在留下这个遗产。
When you give to missions to spread the gospel around the world, you are leaving a legacy.
当你来为了福音宣教来做奉献的时候你也正在留下遗产。
Offering your talents on the worship team, in technology, in ministering in the food, in ministering in the children.
你在这个在敬拜服事方面，在这个爱宴方面，在其他的科技方面，你做这些或者在主日学的方面，你在服事的时候，就是在留下这个遗产。
When you offer your abilities to God in this place, it leaves a legacy.
你在这个地方来侍奉神，用你的能力把你的能力来献给神，服事他的时候，就是在留下这个遗产。
Both of my parents are believers in Jesus Christ.
我的父母都是基督徒。
They have been a great example to me.
他们对我来说都是非常棒的典范。
But there are some single men and women in my church growing up that have had maybe more influence on my life.
但是呢，在我的教会当中有很多很多其他的这些个这些弟兄姐妹对我带来了很多更大的影响。
They have no physical children, but when I looked at them, I say, God is at work in their life. I can believe in God's power because of that.
有些人因为他们虽然没有这个肉体的子孙，但是当我看见他们的时候，我就相信神正在他们当中来动工。
Because the greatest legacy that you can leave is a life of joyful obedience to Christ.
因为最大的遗产，你所能留下的遗产，就是你这一辈子带着喜乐的心来遵行耶稣基督的道。
We do not live for ourselves.
我们不应该为我们自己而活。
We do not live for this moment in this world.
我们并不是为了当下的这一个时刻而活。
We are called to serve the Lord in obedience.
神呼召我们要来遵行他的命令。
For the future.
为了将来。
For the future, we serve the Lord.
我们是为了将来来侍奉神。
Because we live for eternal purposes.
因为我们活着是有一个永恒的目的。
Do you remember that story I told you about the woman at the restaurant?
记不记得我跟大家讲刚才讲的在饭店里的那位女士？
It's so sad to think of that.
当我每次想到这件事情，就非常的难过。
But that is not God's desire for you.
但是这并不是神向着我们，向着他的儿女所定的旨意。
To be just in bondage to the past.
他并不希望，神并不希望我们被过去所捆绑。
God wants us to be looking to the future.
主，他希望我们能够来着眼于未来。
And when you're young, it's easy to think about the future.
当你年轻的时候，比较容易去想到将来的事情。
Sometimes we think, oh, I know, I'm going to go to this school, this university.
比如说我们会想啊，当我将来我要去这个大学去上学。
I'm gonna start this job.
我大概我要去这里工作。
I'm gonna get married and we're gonna move here and do this.
我要结婚，然后呢搬到这里，搬到那里。
Friends, we are not promised tomorrow.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们并没有一个已经定好了的一个明天。
God has not promised that we will even be alive tomorrow.
神还并没有给我们百分之百确信说明天哪怕是我们都会活着都没有被保证。
Even today, we must be preparing that future legacy.
就在今天我们都应该为了将来的那个留下的遗产做准备。
Some people say, oh yes, yes, I will serve God faithfullyLater, but I need to deal with this now.
有人就会说了 ，OK， 没问题，我将来会很好的侍奉的，只是现在我要做一点别的事情。
I'll be obedient to God, but right now I need to focus on my education.
有人说我会服侍神，我会顺从神，但是现在我要专注在我的教育上。
Wednesday morning, a 38-year-old missionary in Nagasaki suddenly died of a stroke.
在礼拜三。在这个长崎那边有一位38岁的宣教士突然因为这个中风就这样的回天家了。
His daughter and two young children are left alone.
留下了他的妻子还有两个非常小的孩子。
So Thursday, Catherine and I flew to Nagasaki.
所以礼拜四呢我和我的太太就飞到了长崎去。
And we just came back last night.
所以昨天晚上我们才回到这里来。
It was extremely sad.
真的是非常非常的难过。
It was a lot of sadness.There was very much sadness in the family.
所以当然在我们家庭当中，在这家庭当中有很多很多的这种悲伤。
To lose someone they loved.
所以当我们失去这种所爱的亲人的时候，是会悲伤的。
But he left a spiritual legacy.
但是呢，这位过世的这个回天家的宣教士，他留下了一个遗产。
There was so much joy because of his life.
很多的人，因为他的人生得到了很多的喜乐。
While we were there on Friday morning, I received a phone call.
然后礼拜五还在那儿，礼拜五早上我收到了一个电话。
A lady in our church here in Tokyo passed away from cancer, and she is 50 years old.
我得到这个电话，电话里的人告诉我说，我们在东京教会有一个姐妹才50岁，也过世了。
In 2 days, two people I know passed away very young.
2天之内，我所熟识的 两个非常年轻的人就这样的回天家了。
I don't want to be depressing or make you sad.
我并不是让大家感到难过。
But we don't know what tomorrow is.
我的意思是说，我们不知道明天会发生。
But God has given us today.
但是神他至少给了我们
今天。And He desires that we follow Him with joy.
他希望我们能够来带着喜乐的心来跟随他。
And trust the future for Him.
而且来相信他所给我们的明天。
And trust the legacy of the future for Him.
让我们来相信这个我们所为他所留下的这个遗产。
I pray health upon you.
我为大家祷告，祝福大家的健康。
I pray blessing on your families.
我祝福大家的家人都蒙福。
So that you can live in this world for a long time.
你可以在这个世上长寿。
And see your grandchildren.
可以看到你的下一代下一代。
That is my blessing and my prayer.
这是我的为你们做上的祝福的祷告。
And when you do that, do it with joy so that they will have a legacy.
所以当你侍奉神的时候要带着喜乐来侍奉神。
Deuteronomy 29:29 is the last scripture I want to look at.
在这个《申命记》的29章是我今天要看的最后的一处经文。
It says, "The Lord our God has secrets known to no one. We are not accountable for them, but we and our children are accountable forever for all that God has revealed to us, so that we may obey all the terms of these instructions."
这边说到隐秘的事是属耶和华我们神的，唯有明显的事是永远属我们和我们子孙的，好叫我们遵行着律法上的一切话。换句话说，隐秘的事情我们不知道，不是我们的责任，但是当我们神已经把这个显明给我们的这些话，我们已经有了这个责任来回应他。
I first came to church 2 weeks old when I was 2 weeks old.
我还在只有两周大的时候就第一次来到了教会。
I remember praying and saying, "Jesus, I will follow you." When I was 7 years old,
我还记得在我七岁的时候我就祷告主啊，主耶稣啊，我会跟随你的。
But there are still many things about God that I don't understand.
但是直到今天，还有好多关于神的事情是我所不明白的。
I'm not responsible for that.
我不明白的事情，我就不用负责。
But God has revealed things to me and to you.
但是神已经把一些事情启示给了我，也启示给了大家。
It says there are things that He has revealed, secret things.
这边圣经说这个神把很多的隐秘的事情显明给了我们。
He has revealed Jesus to us.
他把耶稣基督显明给了我们。
And we are responsible for that.
我们要对这件他所显明的这个启示要来负责。
It says for we and our children.
这个是要为我们要为我们的下一代为我们的子孙来负责。
And so I pray that God will lead you to leave a legacy of Jesus to your children.
所以我的祷告是你可以为你的子孙来留下一个敬虔的遗产。
That you will leave a spiritual legacy to this community.
你可以为你所在的这个教会留下一个属灵的遗产。
That you will leave a legacy that however long God gives you, that you will have something to leave.
不管你的寿数是多少，愿神让你可以留下一些遗产。
I want to close in a time of prayer now.
现在我们要来祷告，结束今天的信息。
But this is a quote I found. I like this quote.
我非常喜欢有这样的一个引用。
We find throughout the entire book of Joshua an emphasis on choice.
这个引用是这样的，说到我们发现在这个约书亚记里面，整本书里面，他都在强调这个选择。
Choices that make a tremendous difference, a big difference in history.
这种选择呢，它会在为这个带给这个历史的进程巨大的影响和不同。
Choices that make a difference for individuals.
这个选择也会带给个人有很多的影响。
Choices that make a difference for groups of people.
我们的选择当然也会影响到这个群体。
And choices that make a difference.For future generations.
我们的选择也会影响到将来的世代。
I believe God is asking you to make a choice today.
我相信我们的神今天在问你，请你来为后代留下遗产。
Will you throw away the old gods?
让你做一个选择，是要侍奉过去的假神吗
？Will you be ready for the battle?
还是说你是不是已经做好了要准备征战
？Will you serve Him with joy?
你是不是会以喜乐的心来侍奉神
？Will you leave a legacy for the next generation?
你能不能留下为后代留下一个属灵的遗产？
Amen.
Amen.
Now, maybe you're here today, and you are not yet a follower of Jesus.
也许今天在座的或者在线上的人，你还不是一个基督徒。
Maybe you're watching online and you don't follow Jesus.
也许你正在线上收看，你还没有信靠主。
Let me ask you, what legacy will you leave?
来，对于这些朋友，我想说的是，让我来告诉你，你可以如何留下一个这样的遗产。
Is it a lot of money?
是很多的钱吗？
Is it fame?
是不是这种名声名誉？
Is it success in your business?
或者是是不是事业上的成功呢？
Is it a degree that you got from a university?
是不是你在大学所得到这个学位呢？
Those are all good things.
这些东西都是非常好的事情。
But they fade away.
但是呢，他们都会过去的。
They can be lost in a moment.
一瞬之间都可能会丢掉的。
The greatest legacy that we can leave is a life of joyful obedience to Christ.
所以我们能留下的最美最大的遗产就是我们这一生带着喜乐的心来遵从耶稣基督的道路。
In order to obey Jesus, you first have to meet him.
你如果要来遵从耶稣基督的话，你第一步先要去认识他。
You have to allow Jesus to change your life.
你先要让耶稣来改变你的生命。
And we can even do that today. Jesus will meet you even now.
就在今天，就在这个时刻，我们就可以做这样的选择，让耶稣来。
If you don't know Jesus yet, and you want to say, Jesus, I want to know you.
如果你还不认识耶稣，就在今这个时刻，可以跟耶稣说，耶稣，我想要认识你。
I want you to change my life.
我想要你来改变我的生命。
I want to learn to follow you, to be obedient.
我想要学习如何去跟随你，来顺从你。
I want my life to matter, to be important, to leave a legacy.
我想要我的生命能够成为一个非常宝贵的生命，能够留下遗产。
Then we can even now pray for that.
我们就可以在这个时刻为这件事情祷告。
Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? I want to pray with people who don't know Jesus.
闭上眼睛来低下头来祷告。
If you're here today and you don't yet know Jesus,
如果你还没有你在今天这个时候你还没有认识耶稣
，You can say Jesus.
你就可以这样说，耶稣
，Forgive me of my sins.
求你赦免我的罪。
Forgive me for being selfish and living my life for me.
求你来赦免我的自私，迄今为止都是为了自己而活。
I want to be changed by you.
我想要被你来改变。
You came to this world to give me salvation.
主啊，你来到这个世上来带给我救恩。
You came to this world to change my life.
你来到这个世上来改变我的生命。
You came to this world to give me true blessing.
你来到这个世上来带给我真正的祝福。
You came to this world to give me eternal life.
你来到这个世上来给我永恒的生命。
It starts with following Jesus.
这都是从跟随主耶稣基督开始的。
If that's you and you're here today and you want to meet Jesus,
如果你的状况是这样，如果今天你决定要跟随耶稣的话，
say a short prayer with me.
来一起跟我这样祷告。
Go ahead and repeat after me in your hearts.
来你的心中来重复我所说的话。
Dear Jesus,
亲爱的耶稣，
change my life.
来改变我的生命。
Forgive me of my sins.
赦免我的罪。
Give me your eternal life.
将你的永生赐给我。
Forgive me for living my life for me.
求你赦免我自我中心的生活方式。
Help me to live my life for you, Jesus.
求你帮助我来为你而活。
Help me to be obedient to you.
求你来帮助我，使我更加的顺从你。
Like Joshua said in the Bible,
就像约书亚在圣经当中所说的。
Today I choose to follow you.
今天我选择来跟随你。
I throw away the old gods.
我将我过去的假神全都抛弃。
I throw away old addictions.
我将所有的这些捆绑都丢掉。
I throw away those things which were like chains on my heart.
我把我这种捆绑我心灵的这些锁链都丢掉。
And I say, Jesus, set me free.
我向你说，主耶稣来释放我。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
But I want to have another prayer for you who are followers of Jesus.
我还想为那些已经是基督徒的人来祷告。
Are you walking in obedience to Christ?
你现在是不是在顺从主的道路呢？
You are here today.
你今天在这里。
You're watching online.
或者你今天在线上。
Praise God.
让我们来赞美神。
As Pastor Abraham said, some people are too afraid to even come to church.
就像刘牧师所讲的，其中有一些人是，害怕来到教会。
I'm thankful that you are here.
但是我为大家能够来到这里献上感谢。
But obedience to Christ is something that happens in our heart.
当我们选择顺从神的时候，在我们心中就会发生改变。
Because there is a real battle.
因为这个征战是真实的。
And we have to be ready for the battle.
我们必须要为这个征战做好准备。
The Satan is trying to trick us and bring those old gods back into our life.
就所以这个魔鬼常常想要来挑动我们，来把我们引向过去的假神。
I want to encourage you today to say.
所以今天我来鼓励你。
To say like Joshua.
就像约书亚所说的那样。
As for me and my house,
we will serve the Lord. 至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
But remember, it's not a duty, it's not a chore.
所以请大家记得，但是这并不是一个像一个责任，是一个差事一样。
It's a joy as we serve the Lord.
所以我们侍奉神乃是一件喜乐的事情。
Because we can leave a legacy for unborn generations.
我们可以为那些还没出生的这个时代都留下宝贵的敬虔的遗产。
But the choice is here today.
所以做，但是做选择就在今天。
Make a choice today to change future generations.
就在今天做一个选择，让我们来改变将来的时代。
Make a choice today to change Sunshine Church.
让我们做一个选择来改变我们的教会。
Make a choice today for spiritual legacy for other churches in this nation.
我们可以为这个国家其他的教会来留下这个遗产。
Make a choice today for your family to be focused on Jesus.
可以为我们家人能够来认识耶稣，来做这样的决定。
Let's take a moment to pray in your hearts if you're a follower of Jesus.
来祷告。
There's maybe some things you need to address right to talk to God about.
这个时候也许有一些你需要面对，向神去面对，来解决的问题。
Maybe you've been thinking too much about money and legacy as material things.
你可能对于这个遗产想的太多，都是关于金钱的事情。
And now you need to focus on legacy as spiritual things.
但现在你需要专注在属灵的遗产上。
Maybe you haven't been filled with joy.
但是你可能你没有被喜乐充满。
Let's pray God fill me with joy.
让我们就来祷告，让神拿喜乐来充满你。
Let's take a moment and pray.
让我们花一点时间一起来祷告。
Father, we pray right now.
亲爱的天父，我们祷告。
That you would change our hearts.
主啊，你来改变我们的心。
Lord, there are young people here today.
今天在这当中有很多年轻人。
There are more mature people here today.
主啊，还有很多的长大成人的人。
But all we have is today.
主啊，今天我们所有的。
And today we say we will follow you.
主啊，今天我们要说，主啊，我们要来跟随你。
Today we say, Lord, we will begin leaving a legacy.
主啊，从今天开始，我们要开始要预备留下这个宝贵的遗产。
Lord, we will walk in joy as we follow you.
主啊，当我们跟随你的时候，我们是行在这个走在喜乐当中的。
Lord, I pray that you would change each person here.
主啊，我祷告主，你来改变在这里的每一个人。
Lord, that they would be ready for the battle that is ahead.
主啊，让我们所有的人都为要来的征战做好预备。
Lord, but they will leave a legacy saying, Jesus is our victory.
主啊，也让我们留下这一个遗产，通过这遗产人们能够看见耶稣基督是我们的得胜。
Jesus is our strength.
耶稣基督是我们的力量。
Jesus is our salvation.
耶稣基督是我们的拯救。
Lord, use the people of this church.
主啊，请你来使用这个教会的弟兄姐妹。
Lord, I pray that as long as you are wait to come, Lord God.
哦，主啊，在你再来以前。
That you will use these people to prepare a legacy.
主啊，来使用阳光的弟兄姐妹留下宝贵的遗产。
Lord, that there will be a spiritual legacy.
主啊，他们会留下属灵的遗产。
for our physical families,
为了我们的这个属肉体的家人们,
but Lord, for our spiritual families,
也为了我们属灵的家人们。
Lord, I pray that there would be many churches birthed out of this church, out of Yoko Church. 主啊，我祷告主，
主啊，你来使用阳光教会，能够
Lord, great spiritual legacy,
能够建立出更多别的教会来。
Lord, empower the church.
主啊，求你来加添能力给这个教会。
Empower us to have a legacy for you.
主啊，加添能力给这个教会，来为你留下遗产。
Because the greatest legacy that we can leave is a life of joyful obedience to Christ.
最好的遗产就是能够带着喜乐的心来侍奉你，来跟随你。
In your mighty name we pray, Lord Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all.
神祝福大家。
Pastor Abraham.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much.